Okay, we are on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and we were discussing the various obligations between a landlord and a tenant. We're renting a house. What does the landlord have to provide, and what does the tenant have to provide? So we're on the fourth line from the bottom, the last word. Barminei Meir of Sheshes, Mezuzah Almi. So who has to put up the mezuzah? Whose duty is that? Right? Who's responsible? Is it the landlord or is it the tenant? Says the Gemara, mezuzah? What kind of question is that? A mezuzah is a chov on the dwelling. Who's dwelling in this dwelling? The tenant. What's the question? Of course it's the tenant. He's the one who's living there. Landlord's not living there. Okay? As a matter of fact, the Gemara Menachah says that it says in the Torah Beisecha, right, Al Mezuzos Beisecha, and we learn from there, the Gemara learns from there, that it's the person that's going in and out of the Beisecha, meaning the tenant. The Rebbeinu Yonason says that it's a different reason why it's the tenant, because the whole purpose of Mezuzah is a Shmira. What does that mean? Not sure, but it's a Shmira. And the person that gets the Shmira is the person that lives in the house. That's why it's the tenant. Rashi actually says in a different place, he gives the other reason. We all know the famous Medrash, that Hashem is not like any other person. Every other person, the Avadim are on the outside, and the king is, the Avadim are on the outside guarding the king who's on the inside. Hashem is just the reverse. You live inside, put the mezuzah on the outside, and that'll be a shmir for you. That'll protect you. Okay. The Zohar says, interesting, mezuzah comes from the words, two words, zaz maves. Zaz means to move. Zaz maves. Removing the mezuzah can cause misa. We're going to have a story in a few minutes where they took the mezuzah down. Okay? So that's the question. Right, pushes away death. Right. You have it on. Right. Right. So the Gemara says, Ella, makom mezuzah al mi. No, the makom mezuzah. Rashi explains the question as follows. What that means is, when I look at the bottom Rashi, makom mezuzah. Ha'eitz, shahadelis shoki full of. The wood lintel that the door bangs against. The ab who kar mezuzah. That's also called mezuzah. The even who, if that's made out of stone, if you have a stone lintel, who's chiseling out the area to put the mezuzah? Who tsarach linkov bo sedek lanicha besocha? Who's doing that? Whose responsibility is it to chisel out a place to put the mezuzah? The landlord or the tenant? That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Gesund. Amalur of Sheshes to Nisua. We learned that already. The Mishnah says, Dover She'ein Maisa Uman. If it's not a Maisa Uman, Hasocher Osehu. We said it yesterday, but anything not a Maisa Uman, bringing a ladder so you can go up to the attic. It's not a Maisa Uman. But building a door, building a window, is considered a Maisa Uman. So over here, we learned it already. What kind of question is this? V'hai Nami Lav Maisa Umanhu. This is not a Maisa Uman. This doesn't have to be done. Efsher who beguvsa dekanya. You know why? Because Rashi says guvsa dekanya. I can stick it into a holder. I can stick it into a holder. Rashi says vitola osa and hang it. I don't have to hire somebody to chisel out a crack in the doorpost. Put it in a holder and hang it. This is the makar, one of them, of having a mezuzah holder. It's the Beferish Gemara. Now, look at the top Tosfos. We all know there's a famous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos whether mezuzah is supposed to be horizontal or vertical. Right? Rashi holds horizontal. Tosfos holds vertical. It's the same machlokes, by the way, by Sifrei Torah. Are Sifrei Torah placed in an Aron Kodesh horizontal or vertical? Same machlokes, by the way. I'm sorry, vertical or horizontal. Same machlokes. Same machlokas. The Tosfos holds that you put Sifrei Torah in an Aron Kodesh lying down. lying down. We're going to do the top tosses. He's going to have riots while he's right. They sound like very good riots. We don't hold like tosses. I mean, Ikar HaDin, we hold like Rashi. The Ramah does say they should put a mezuzah slanted. That way you're mekayim both. Right? If you put it slanted, you're mekayim both. I did see in the Masifti here, there's a minog to put the Sefer Torah also slanted to be mekayim both. I thought they put the Sefer Torah slanted so that way they have more trap, they have more support if they're slanted. Right? Especially if it's a crowded Aruch Kodesh, you don't need to do that. But if it's not so crowded in there, you put them slanted sometimes it helps, like by us. We're not so crowded in there sometimes. I put them slanted on purpose. It gives them support. But there might be a minute to do that. Maker and then we hold like Rashi. We hold that the mezuzahs are what's it called? Vertical. Which is why, if you don't have space to make it horizontal, it's okay. You make it vertical. The Gra held, you should not make them slanted. It's not at all. He says, if you make it slanted, you're not holding like anybody. It's not straight. It's not flat. It's nobody. It's nothing. So in order to answer that question, you have to say no. When Rashi says that it has to be vertical, what he really means is it could be any other position, but not flat. And when Tosafot says it has to be lying flat, it means it can be any other position, but not straight. So therefore, if you put it slanted, you mekayim of everybody. That's a big stretch to say that. The Chazon Ish, by the way, did not have them slanted. He had them straight, he had them a drop slanted to be to the Ramah. Not a 45 degree angle, a little bit. So Tosafot is going to say, don't think this Gemara goes against me. I hold they're flat. Right? I hold they're horizontal. Don't think this Gemara goes against me. Look at the top Tosafot. Mikan Nirik and Moshe Pirish Rashi. Here it seems Rashi's right. B'menachos, Shemanichim Mezuzah Mi'umad, that the Mezuzah should be standing up. Lachain, Tzarech Gufsa Dekana. You have to put it in a reed, Shelo Tipol. Shouldn't fall. Aval, Lepirish Rabbeinu Tam, Shemanichos Mi'yushav, that you put it flat, lying down, Kamo Sefer Torah, Munach Ba'aron, just like the Sefer Torah was placed in the Aron Kodesh, not the Aron in the Shul, in the Aron Kodesh, right? V'loma Umad, not standing up, Ubimanachos, Nami, Asad Kimin Nagar Psula, the Gemara Menachos says that if you make a mezuzah, if you put a mezuzah like a Nagar, it's pasul. Okay? Whatever a Nagar means, it's pasul. The Hainu Mu'umad, and that means standing up. The Shili Hamacher Peros, like it says in Hamacher Peros. The Amar Al Kimin Nagar Hainu Kavuris Chamor. That's the way you bury a donkey. You don't bury a donkey lying down in a coffin, you throw it into the grave, standing up. That's pasul. Right? Mashma Mu'umad Ka'amar. It's Mashma that Nagar means standing up. Which means, Tosafot says, I hold, you can't do it standing up. You're not allowed to. The Im Kain, Gufsa Dekanya Lamali. What do we need to read for? What do I need to read for? What? How you suspend? Oh, the Yesh. So the Maharam says, you know what you could do according to Tosafot? You could take two nails, bang them into the wall, and have the mezuzah rest on the two nails, like a bed. Have them rest on the two nails. What do you need this for? Therefore, Tosafot says, don't think Rashi's right. Rashi's not right. The Yeshlomar, how am I going to explain this Gemara? The Yeshlomar must be, Shotichla Hamaluch Lachis HaKotel. The reason why you have a mezuzah cover is not because otherwise you can't suspend it. We can figure out a way to suspend it. It's to keep it protected. It shouldn't get dirty. The mezuzah shouldn't get dirty. That's the purpose of a mezuzah cover. What? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason is because you don't have to chisel it out. Don't tell me that chiseling it out is a requirement, therefore it's the landlord's responsibility. Nah, get a mezuzah holder, tack it on. You can't tack it on the mezuzah itself. That's a bazillion. To stick a nail through the mezuzah. That for sure you can't do. So you're going to put it into a container with a string and then nail it into the string. That's going to fall vertical. Says Tosafot, how am I going to answer this Gemara? So the Maharam says, what Tosafot means to say is, you put two nails in side by side, rest it on top. What do you need a container for? The answer is, so it shouldn't get moldy. Okay, it's a protection. What? No, not about either one. Either one. Tosafot says, look, it appears to be that I'm in a corner now. Right? It appears to be, Rashi seems to be right. No, not at all. Okay? Okay. There's such a thing called Masechtas Mezuzah. Everyone ever heard of Masechtas Mezuzah? It's not in Daf Yomi. It's not in Daf Yomi. Not even sure who wrote these. Might have been the Gaonim. Anyway, it says in Masechtas Mezuzah, in the second parak, Nasna bishvoferes, tila'a achar adelas. You stick it in a tube of the mezuzah, and you hang it on the door. The Gra held, listen to this, the pirush on the Sefer Mezuzah was written by Chaim Kanievsky. Okay? So he says over here as follows. Kasav apitzchei tshuva, sirish peites, sivkuf kuf beis. The same halacha appears in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to put a mezuzah in a container. Oh my goodness. B'shem Agra, Zatal, B'shem Agra, that shelo yichroch ha-mezuzah beklaf. You should not put a mezuzah into a mezuzah holder. Why not? Shelo yehei chotzeitz bein ha-mezuzah le-mezuzah ha-bayis. It should not be a chatita between the mezuzah and the bayis. That's the Gra. Okay? He says, how could that be? The Kasha, we have our Gemara, that says you're allowed to. He has a Mishnah in Kalim that seems to say something about it, putting a mezuzah in a container. Listen to this line. V'shamati, says Chaim Kanievsky, v'shamati Peter Maran HaChazon Ish Tzotzal, she'eino maimin, doesn't believe, she'yatza hadav v'pi agro. But the Gra ever said, he said it's a mistake. Cannot be that the Gra said such a thing. How can the Gra say such a thing? Say Chazon Ish, who held at the Gra, that you shouldn't put a mezuzah slanted, right? He says, I can't believe the Gra would say such a thing. How can the Gra say that? Right? It's against the Gemara. It's fascinating. Quoting the Gemara, quoting the Gra, but Chazon Ish is not, I don't believe it. So that was fascinating. Okay. You might see people out there that have a clear holder. It's all based on that Gra. So it's a very funny Gra. Because initially I don't even believe it's a Gra. Yeah. What do you mean? So I was once in Eretz Yisrael, and the tour guide said, this is a halachas in the tour guide, you go to old houses, it's straight. You go to old houses in the second Beis HaMikdash, there are carved into the wall vertical holes to stick the mezuzah. So I don't know what Tosfos, I don't know. The tour guide told me something else, which I never found this in print. Oh, I have a safer at home, might have been in there. Minhag Yisrael from Sperber. Dr. Sperber has a piece on mezuzah in there. Might be in there. I'll look it up for tomorrow. The Torah guy told me that the reason why mezuzahs were made slanted is not because of the pshara. That's the Ramah says that. But there's another reason, because when the Goyim used to take the homes away, they would make it into a cross. It's already a vertical line. They would just make it a horizontal line and make a cross out of it. There should be a cross when you enter. So to stop them from doing that, they made it slanted. That's fascinating. I don't know if there's a bakar for that. Torah from the tour guide, put a whole safer. Torah from the tour guide. Tour guide say a lot of things when you go on the tours. I don't know. I have to look up what I have saying at home about mezuzah. And Sperber has a piece on the placement of a mezuzah. Anyway, getting back, so I've seen the mezuzahs before Rashi, second base of the Mikdash, and they're vertical. That's all I can tell you. Okay. On the top line of Kuf Kaf Amar Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Hamaskir Bayetz L'Chaveiro, if somebody rents a house, Al Asochar L'Azal L'Mezuzah. Like we said, it's the Socher's responsibility to purchase the mezuzah. Now everybody knows this next halacha. Everybody knows this halacha. Ukishahu Yotze, when you leave, Lo Yitlana Biyadav Yotze. You're not allowed to take the mezuzahs with you. You paid for them. You have to leave them there. By the way, the halacha is that the newcomer into the apartment has to pay you for them. They're not for free. He has to pay you for them. But you have to leave them there. Why do you have to leave them there? It's fascinating. All these we've shown him give all these mystical reasons. You're diminishing the Shmira by removing them. You're inviting in the Mazikim. The Ridvah says you're inviting in the Mazikim. By you removing it, you're taking the Shmira away, you're inviting in the Mazikim. Tosfos says the same thing. If there's no mezuzah over there, then you're going to cause the damage to the house. The Ridvah says because you're removing the Shmira. The Tosfos and Shabbos gives a different answer. All these similar ideas. Again, the new tenant has to pay you. They're not for free, but don't remove them. But uminachmi, but if the new tenant is going to be a guy, then obviously not labiyado v'yete. You can take them out. Umaisa be'echa. There was once a story. Shenat labiyado v'yete. The guy removed them. The kavar ishto ushnei banav, and his wife and his two children died. So the Gemara says, maitza lister. Wait a minute. We just said if it's a guy, you're allowed to take them off. Then a guy did that, and his wife died. So what kind of? So the Gemara, the Amar of Sheish says, Aresha. No. He took them off when the new tenant was the Jew. The new tenant was a Jew. He still took them off. Therefore, he was punished. Hazevel shel bal habayis ve'ein tzochel el yotzei min hatanim min hakrayim bilvad. If the zevel is in the field, is in the chatzer, you're renting a house, and there's a chatzer, and the zevel that's produced from animals in the chatzer. This is one of those gemaras, by the way. And the zevel is produced from the animals. The halacha is, you are not allowed to take that zevel. That fertilizer does not belong to you. So the gemara says, wait a minute, what's the case? If the tenant rented the chatzer also, v'torei de socher, and the oxen belong to the tenant, amai shel bal habayis. Why does the owner get that zevel? He doesn't deserve that zevel. It's not his. Ella, if you're telling me the chatzer de la agira l'socher, the tenant did not rent the chatzer, he just rented the house, v'torei de maskir, and the oxen belong to the maskir, so pshita, the pashat. Pasha doesn't belong to him. What kind of case is this? Ella, no, they're going to Lotzvicha, no. The Chatzer, the Maskir. The Chatzer belong to the tenant. Viture de Asame Alma Kamuba. And the oxen come from anywhere. Oxen come from anywhere. People are stopping in, they're unloading, the animals are going to the bathroom. That doesn't belong to you. Messiah Le Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. This is a proof to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Your chatzer could acquire something for you without you even knowing about it. In other words, the owner is acquiring this zevel, doesn't even know about it. He's in Vegas on vacation, and the animals are going into the chatzer, and he owns all that zevel. He doesn't know anything about it. You see from me, that's true. The tenant doesn't get it. What do you mean, less shaykhus? Well, he is renting the chatzar. No, but chatzar had demaskir. He is renting the chatzar. The landlord owns the chatzar, right? So I don't know. Maybe you. I don't know. Well, what would be the hachmini thing? Okay. Now, Meisvei, but listen to this. So now all the rest of the Amidah is going to be on the question of, he made a statement, your chatzah can acquire things for you even if you don't know about it. Is that true? Meisvei, im amar kol matzias shovel otocho hayom tikkun lechatzeiwi, if somebody makes a statement, anything that my chatzah acquires today should belong to me, lo amar klom. That's a meaningless statement. Why is that meaningless? If he's correct that you can acquire things without das, amai lo amar klum, why is that meaningless? Why is it meaningless? You know why it's meaningless? It's a chatzer that's not guarded. And what's our chatzer? A chatzer that is guarded. Our chatzer is a chatzer that's guarded. That's when the zevel comes in, it's guarded. And you could be in Vegas. Right? Asked Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, but wait a minute, how can it be guarded if it's a tenant? How can it be guarded? You have a tenant. The tenant has rights to leave and come as he pleases. How can it be guarded? Tosfos being a parent answers, no, you made the guy into a shliach. You made the guy into the guard. He's the guard.
It's the second guard.
Huh?
Well, it's the second guard. The courtyard of a building that's got multiple tenants.
So we're talking about a case of something, there's no other tenant. Right, so why? How can it be guarded? He can go. He can come and go as he pleases. The answer is no. He's the guard. Okay. Ihachi aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of this brisa. Yatzalo shame etziya beir. If there's a rumor or if somebody heard that there's a lost article, right? Dvarav kayamin. Then when the guy said whatever belongs to me, that will be. Dvarf kayamin. Vibachatz shein mishtameres. But if it's a chatzah that's not guarded, ki yatzel oshem etziyabir may have. It's a big deal. They heard a rumor that there was a flood, and Rashi says there was a flood in the city, and all the fish were deposited in this guy's yard. He's got a big windfall, or a deer got trapped and died. He's got a big windfall, right? So he says, oh, whatever comes to the chatzah, it's mine. But if it's a chatzah that's not mishtameres, what's the difference whether it's a rumor that there was a windfall or not? Why does that work? So the Gemara says, "Kibun de yatzel oshem etziya beir." Once there's a rumor like that, mivdal bedili in shemineh. So nobody's going to go in there. Nobody's going to go. Therefore, the havel kichatzar mishtemaris. It's like a chatzar mishtemaris. In other words, people heard, oh, there was a big flood, and this guy got so lucky. All the fish landed on his yard. Once that happens, nobody's going to go take the fish away from him. Nobody's going to do that. But, oh, the guy got lucky. Hashem likes him. So they let it go. So it's like a mishtemaris. Okay. Meshvei, another try. Listen to this. Listen to this case. Zevel yotzi menatad menakirayim. If the soot or ashes that come out of the town of the kirayim, that you're allowed to keep. The kolate min ha'avir. If you collect the zevel before it hits the ground, as it's coming out of the animal's body, you're collecting it. In such a case, harehu shalom. Then it belongs to you. You hear this? V'shebarefes. But if it's in the barn or in the chatzer, shall balavayis. That belongs to the owner. The imi itzelahad the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Darma chatzer shall adam kardalo shalom idaito. If Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina is correct that your chatzer requires things for you, even without you knowing about it, kol et me'aver amai. Why can you collect it from the airspace? Why could you do that? Hare hu shel aver chatzeruhu. It belongs. It's the airspace of the chatzer. Right? You put a bucket underneath the animal, and when the animal went to the bathroom, all the zevel went into the bucket. What do we say? You own the bucket. You own the zevel. Why do you own it? The owner acquires things in his chatzah. Why do you own it? You hear the question? No? Amar Abaya, b'mad b'kli b'shulei parah. No, you stuck the bucket to the animal itself. So it never went into the airspace of the chatzah. It went from the animal's body straight into the bucket. You hear? Then the chatzah was never. Oh, the chatzah never acquired it. Never went into the chatzah. It went straight into the bucket. That's why you own it. Taka. If it would go into the bucket, if it would go into the airspace first, you would not own it. Rava Omar. Rava says no. You don't have to give such a shot like that. Anything that's in the airspace that doesn't touch the ground, it's not considered being in the airspace. Therefore, you don't have to attach the bucket to the body. The bucket can be on the floor. The zevel goes into the bucket. It touches the airspace. So what? The airspace is not, it's not going to rest in the floor of the chatzar. So it's as if it's never in the chatzar. I don't know. That I don't know. Like a negative thing. I don't know. We say it's trapped. That's kaluta, that's a trap. We say it's as if it's stationary. That's for purposes of carrying. Now, umbi pshita le rava, we're so pashat to rava this din. Rava struggled with this din. For hami boy le rava had a kasha about that. The boy rava, rava had a kasha. Zarak arniki le pesach zeh. If somebody throws he's being mafka his purse. So he's throwing it, wherever this lands, whoever gets it, it's fine by me. And piyatza le pesach zu, and it goes out from one entrance, mahu. What's the halacha? In other words, you threw it across the street. You threw it down the block. So it's passing different people's rishus. So when it passes over somebody's yard, does that yard acquire the purse? It didn't rest in that yard. It rested four houses down. It didn't rest over there. But if what Rav is saying is true, then if it's never going to, if Rav had a kasha about that, if it's not going to fall in the yard doesn't acquire it. Here, Rava said it's so pashat. And by the case of the purse, Rava didn't know the answer. Right? Mahu. Avish ain't sofa lenuach kiminuach dami. Olav kiminuach dami. Right? Rava didn't have an answer to that question. Now, over here, Rava's so simple. The Rava says it's not considered as if it's in the yard. Why? Because it never touches the ground. So the Gemara says it's a little different. Hasam lo misak velo midi. Hacha mifsik kli. There, there's nothing stopping it. It's going to travel in the airspace, house one, house two, house three, then it's going to fall. So what's with those houses? That Rava didn't know. Here, there's something that's mafsik it. There's an interposition. What is that? The bucket. If it's the bucket, it never touched the ground. No shaila about that. In the case of the arnike, it would have touched the ground had it fallen. The problem is, you threw it with so much force, it didn't fall yet. So does every house acquire? That was Rava suffik. Here, it's no suffik. It went right into the bucket. Now, the Mishnah said, the Brisa said, v'sheberefes shebechatzer, the barn or the chatzer, harei elu shebalabayis. So tarti Harti? Why do you need two things? The barn or the what do you need two for? So Amar Rava, Amar Baya, Hachik Amar, Visheb Refes, Sheb Chatzar. No, no, no. It's the Refes in the Chatzar. Hare Elu Shabal Abayas. Amar Vashi, Zoso Meres. This is what we said. Hamaski Chatzero Stam. If you rent a Chatzar Stam without any further conditions, Hamaski Refes Sheba. Lo Maski Refes Sheba. It doesn't include the barn. Okay? Meisvei. Another kasha on this shita that you can acquire things in your chatzar without you knowing about it. It could be, no, we said it's a guy from the streets. Doesn't make a difference. Gesund. Meisvei. Yone shovach v'yone aliyah. If you have birds that rest in birdhouses or in the attic, chayavis b'shiluach, you're chayav b'shiluach hakan. The halacha is that you can't do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan with a bird that's your pet. Right? You can't do that. There's no such din of shiluach hakan with a bird that's sitting in your house. Right? The bird has eggs, you can shoot them other way. You can't do that. It has to be ki yimotze kan tzipor. You bump into a kan tzipor. You're walking down the street, you bump into it. That you can do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. You can't do shiluach hakan with your pet. Says the Gemara, if you have a bird nest in your property, right, or in the attic, that's okay. That's not considered a pet. Okay? The osros begozel, but you can't steal them. But they're not considered pets. I can do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. So why can't I steal them? Why can't I go into your house and take them away? After all, they're not your pets. You know why they're not your pets? You can do the mitzvah of shiluach hakan with them. So why can't I steal them? No, but maybe that can shalom. Because you're right. Maybe ikra din. Maybe they're not considered gzeila. But imagine I can go into your property, steal your birds. You'll do that to me. It's a crazy life. So you keep your birds, I'll keep my birds. You can do shiluach hakan. They're not considered pets. If that's true, that anything in your possession is acquired by you, kari kan ki yikra, pratla mezuman, then aren't they pets? Has to be ki yikra. You bump into a bird. Here, they're mezuman. They're prepared. Why are they prepared? Because you own them. Why do you own them? Because they're in your chatzar. That's the Gemara's kasha. You hear? Amar Rava. Rava answers. Beta beitzias ruba, the egg that's rove out of the mother's body, not out of the body yet. It's rove out of the mother's body. That's already dechayv alei b'shiluach. That's already chayv and shiluach hakan. But umitna lo kanya. But there's no kinyan ad dinafal lechatero until it falls into the chatzar. It's three quarters out of the mother's body. Now you can do the mitzvah shiluach hakan, but it doesn't belong to you yet. Why doesn't it belong to you yet? Because it's still in the mother. But doesn't the mother belong to you? We answered the bear. We didn't answer the mother, right? So we're going to reject this anyway. We're going to have a different pshat. It's a very difficult pshat. How do you figure out the matzias of this pshat? Right? Very difficult pshat to figure out the matzias. And it doesn't answer the mother. The mother still belongs to you. V'chi katoni chayeves b'shiluach mekame d'tipu l'chatero. And when do we say shiluach hakan applies? Before it falls. Ihachi amay oseres b'shum gezel. Why are you offering gezel then? So the Gemara says a'ima. Now that was done on the mother. The mother for sure is chayev of gezel. V'bayseima, I'll give you a different answer. La'olam abeitim. Really we're talking about the eggs. U'medinafik ruba daita iluvei. Once rove falls out, not that... It's already on your mind. It's already on the owner's mind. V'hashad amar v'yehuda amar rav, aser lozakos bebeitim, kol zman she'em rovetet aleihem. Different shot now. You cannot do shiluach hakan while the mother's sitting on the bird. You can't take your hand, the mother's resting on the birds, on the egg. You can't take your hand under the mother, pull the egg out from underneath her. That's not allowed to do. Okay? As long as the mother's there, you can't do the mitzvah shiluach hakan. You can't. Can't do that. What? Right. So I'll take the bride home and send her away. So you can't do that. So, Shenemar, Shalach and Shalach Hatzayim. First send her away. V'hadar es habanam tikach lach. Then take the eggs. One second. I said, "V'ibay tayim olam abeitim, v'midinafek ruba daita ilavei." Right? That's why there's an isser of gezel. Because once it comes out, most of it comes out, your mind's on it. So the Gemara says, "V'hashda damar v'hudam arav aser lezakos bebeitzim kolz manshem avetz aleihem." You can't get the mother bird. You can't get the eggs until the mother bird is gone. Shenemar shachnach ze'ein v'adur zavam tzigachloch. First, send the mother away, then take the eggs. Afilu tema denafol chatero. You can even say the egg fell into the chatzer. You don't have to give all these very very unusual pshat. No, the mother bird gave birth to an egg. Right? However, kol hecha de'ihu matzi zachale, chatero zachile. If the mother bird is there, you can't do shiduch hakan anyway now. Why? You have to send her away. Then the chatzer requires the egg. Kol hecha de'ihu lo matzi zachile, chatero nami lo zachile. And if the mother's not there, then he's not zocha the bird. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's true, asur is gezel v'dak shalom. What, then why is it usher to steal the bird? Not because it's an isser, but because it's a darkei shalom problem. E de shilcha, if you sent the mother away, gezel ma'alihu, it's pure gezel. Why? Because your chatzah required it. E de lo shilcha, and if you didn't send the mother away, habay shlucha, you have to send her away. In other words, it's an isser to take the egg without sending the mother away. What do you mean darkei shalom? It's an isser. Either it's gzela, or you violated the isser of shluch hakan. You didn't send the mother away. We say, oh, it's darkei shalom. We don't want to have a society like that where people can come and take. Either way, no, you're getting a real isser. There's a real isser involved over here. So the Gemara says, we're going to pigeonhole this brisa. Excuse the pun. The katan de lav bar shluachu. We're talking about a katan who did this, and a katan is not a bar shliach. So the Gemara says, katan bar darkei shalom. What? A katan has to care about darkei shalom? He's a 6-year-old boy. What does he know? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Aviv, Shal Katan, Chayev, Lahakzlo, Bebe Darkei Shalom. Now the father has to return the money because of Darkei Shalom. Okay? So we try to ask the Kasha from here that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's Shita, that your Chatzah can acquire something without your knowledge from the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKan, but we answered it. Okay? That was a little harder on the bottom. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamaskir bayis lechavero. If somebody rents a house to his friend lishana for a year, nisabra hashana, and the year became an extra 13th month, who wins now? Who gets the extra month? Does the landlord get an extra month of rent, or not? Right. In the beginning of the year, we decided I'm letting you for a year. Right. Next Hanukkah, it's over. Then an adar, they make a second adar. So can the landlord demand an extra month of rent? The answer is no, he cannot. Right? Even if he stays there. What do you mean? We're renting from Hanukkah to Hanukkah. At Hanukkah, we didn't know there was going to be a leap year. We didn't know that. We didn't know they were going to add another month. All of a sudden, in the beginning, in the middle of Adar, they say, by the way, we're adding a second Adar. Thanks, there, an extra month. We didn't, no one knew that. Hanukkah time, no one knew that. What's the halacha? Nis'abra l'socher, the tenant wins. He stays there for free that month. In other words, we made up on Hanukkah, I'm paying you $1,200 for the year, $100 a month. But since it was done on the terms of a year, it's a year. From one Hanukkah to another Hanukkah. It's the 13th month, big deal. But the other way around, Hiskilo l'chadashim, if it's a monthly rental, every month is another rental. Then, Nisabra Hashana, and then we add a leap year, then Nisabra l'maskir. Then the landlord gets an extra month rent. Okay? Ma'aseh b'tzipori. There was a story in Tzipori. Be'echad shetzachar merchatz mechavero. A guy rented a bathhouse from his friend. B'shneim aser zahav for twelve zahav l'shana for a year. Midinar zahav l'chodesh. One dinar per month. It's both. It's a yearly thing, but I'm paying you at $1 per month. It is. The Gemara is going to assume it's both. Now what do you do if it's both? Right? Who wins now? And Uba Ma'ez Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, it came in front of Rabbi Gamliel, for Lefnei Rabbi Yossi, and it came in front of Rabbi Yossi, for Amru when they said, Yachloku et Achodesh HaIbor, the Ibor month has to be split. Why does it have to be split?
That's why.
Right. The Rashbam says, why is it being split? Mama mutal basafik echloku like sumchis, right? That's why it's being split. We don't know who to paskin like. Split it.
They didn't think that it was the year is the least length agreement, and the dina is.
No, the Gemara now is it again to the whole suffix of when you say something and you say two things and they contradict each other. Do you believe the first thing you said or the last thing you said? That's going to be the Gemara suffix now, right? For example, if someone says, "I'll sell you that for 105 pennies for a dollar," which one is it? 105 pennies is more than a dollar, and a dollar is 100 pennies. So which one do you have to give? What do you mean by that? Did you mean that you think a dollar is 105 pennies and you have to give 105, or only 100? That's to give me the same thing over here. I'm renting it to you for a year, for a month. Well, it can't be both, because if there's a leap year, it's off. So the Gemara says, before we get to that, Maisa Lister, you bring me a story that contradicts what we just said. What? Right. That wasn't the case. The case was, if you sell it for a year, the landlord wins. If you sell it for a month, the tenant wins. Then you bring me a story where it's echlokal. So the Gemara says, it's not really a Maisa Lister. It's merely a Maisa that you didn't tell me the halacha. So chesur, that's what they point out. That's what it really means. Chesuri mechsa, you're right. The Mishnah is incomplete. Vahachi ketani. Here's what we're meant to say. V'yamar malo, v'shnei marsar zehuvim l'shana, midinar zav l'chodesh, yachloku. Yes, the Mishnah has to say. And by the way, if you have both, the halacha is yachloku. U'maitanami, b'tipori. There was a story in Tipori. V'echad shetachar merchatz v'chaveru, v'shnei marsar zehuvim l'shana, midinar zav l'chodesh. Right, you guys did it like that. You're right, you split that month. Amar Rav. Rav says, if I was sitting in that bed, if I was there, I would have said, the maskir wins. Why? My kamash malon. Why? Tafis lashon achron. Because we care about the last thing he says. The last thing he said was, I'm renting this to you for a year, I'm renting it by month. That's different than the year. That's what we go by. Therefore, when it comes to the 13th month, the landlord wins. Rav said, I would have passed him like that.
So now the last statement is explanational.
Exactly. Not the explanation, right. So the Gemara says, Ha'amar Rav Chada Zimna. Rav said that once. We know this already. Why? Dam Rav Hun Amar Be Rav. Istara Be Amai. Istara is a coin worth 96 ma. So the guy says, I'll sell to Istara, which is 96, me'amoy, for 100. So that's what I said, $100 and $1.05. Right? 96, Rashi explains, 96 prutas, and he said 100 prutas. So what did he mean by that? Did he mean he wants fantastic prutas, really maybe 100? Does he not know what he's talking about? What do we do? So it says, Istra Mayamoy. Gotta give 100. Mayamoy Istra. If you take the other way around, 100 Istra. This was only 96. Istra. You have to give an Istra. So we know it already. So the Gemara says, no. Ime Hasam, from there, Hav Amina, I would have thought Purusha Kama Farish. That you're only coming to explain yourself. Here, not explaining yourself. It's really a contradiction. Kamash Malon, we still say you follow the last thing you said. I treat it as 100. You're explaining yourself. Here you're not explaining yourself. It's a contradiction. There can't be a 12-month year. There can't be a 13th-month year at the same time. It's a contradiction. Shmuel says, no, a whole different shot. Beba, beemsa, chodesh askinan. We're talking about the guy came in the middle of the month. Okay? Aval ba metzilas hachodesh. Had this happened in the beginning of the month, they run to bed in day one of the month, Kula lemaskir. Of course you have to pay rent. Ba besof chodesh. Kula lesocher. Of course you don't have to pay rent. Why? Rashi explains. Look at the Rashi. Ba lebezin beemsa chodesh. It's a little few lines down where we are. Ba amalo tei mi besi o tei li schar chodesh ze. And the guy says either get out or pay me for the 13th month. V'chi mesapkalon eze lashon nitfas. Amri, since we don't know what he means when you made this deal originally, because we don't know if it's Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron, Hem and Mamon Alches Kaso. We keep everything by a Chazaka. Uma shedarba kfar. Once he lived there already, lo mafkinen mine. We don't take anything from him. V'dil malashan achron itzlan lemitfas. Because maybe we say lashan achron. Uma shelo avar minachodesh oyata oyiten latscharo hemekachach hetzkasa bechetkas bailov. So he's working under the rules of chazaka. So if the month didn't start yet, the maski gets paid. If the month ended already, the zocher gets paid. And if it's in the middle of the month, you split it. Okay? So the Gemara says, Mi Omar Shmuel, Lo Amrinan, Tafes Loshan Achron? We don't hold it, Shmuel doesn't hold that. Vamar Rav Shmuel Darvet Havayu. Rav and Shmuel both said, Kur Vishloshim, if someone says, I'm selling you a Kur for 30, Ani Mochelach, I'll sell you. Yachal Achzeba Filu Besa Achrona. You can retract at the last one. Why? Because it hasn't been finished yet. Why? Tofes Lashon Achron. Kur b'shloshim sa b'sela ani mochalach. But if you give all those specifications, kur for 30, a sa for each sela, then rishon kana. That each one is acquired. Why? Because you specified that. I'm selling you a sa for a sela. And it'll end up being, a kur will end up being 30. So every time I give you a sa, that sale's done. I give you another sa, that sale's done. I give you a third sa, that sale's done. In the first case, at the 29th saw, you could retract. Why? Because I told you I'm only selling you a package. The package is not done yet. What do you see from here? You go by over the last thing he said. Hakim Shmuel is not saying that. Ha, sometime am I, we show him the toughest. There, it's because he had a hold of it already. That's how we say that. Ha, chanami katafis. Here also, Shmuel says, if he's toughest already, he lived there for the month. He doesn't have to pay. Rav Nachman Amar, no. Karka b'cheskes baila kainis. Karka is a chazaka. The karka is a chazaka of whoever who owns it. In other words, Rav Nachman doesn't hold like Sobchis. The Rekid Eger asked, how can Rav Nachman argue on the Mishnah? Rav Nachman's an Amora. Rav Nachman saying that the karka, we'll finish in a minute, Rav Nachman saying that no, we follow the old rules. Hamotzi mechaveh, all of Araya. No yachloku. My kamashmalon, tofes lo shenachron, hainu de rav. Isn't that rav? Tofes lo shenachron? No. Afal gav de ipach meipach. Even if you switch it around. In other words, even if you said the first thing first and second thing second, if you switch it around. And then I would say, tofes lo shenachron, you only pay 12. No. Hamotzi mechaveh all of Araya. Why? That's because that's what we hold. He doesn't hold the Mishnah. That's how we get out of the Mishnah. How can he argue on the Mishnah? Right? Okay, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow.